With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We shall respond. That vow from President Biden follows a deadly drone attack by an Iranian-backed terrorist group. It killed three American service members at a base in Jordan near the Syrian border. Several dozen people were wounded. Just how and when the U.S. retaliates remains unclear.
Typically, what presidents do in these circumstances is they ask for a sort of menu of options from the Pentagon, ranging from the least most drastic response to the most drastic response, and they pick one of those, and I'm sure that's what will happen this time around. Any one of those attacks that have happened up till now could have killed Americans. The difficulty is that this one did.
The BBC's Gary O'Donohue, in a statement, former President Trump writes, "This brazen attack on the United States is yet another horrific and tragic consequence of Joe Biden's weakness and surrender." The Republican presidential hopeful continues, "3 years ago, Iran was weak, broke, and totally under control. Thanks to my maximum pressure policy, the Iranian regime could barely scrape $2 together to fund their terrorist proxies." Mr. Trump extending profound sympathies to the families of those killed and urging prayer for the wounded. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel says significant gaps remain following the latest round of ceasefire talks with the United States, Qatar, and Egypt. But Israel calls those discussions constructive, says they will continue in the coming weeks. North Korea says dictator Kim Jong-un has supervised test firings of cruise missiles designed to be launched from submarines and has also reviewed efforts to build a nuclear-powered submarine. Kim has reportedly reiterated his goal of fielding a nuclear-armed navy. And the San Francisco 49ers will face the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs in next month's Super Bowl. On Wall Street, stock futures mixed this morning. This is SRN News. Are you becoming more spiritual?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 41% of them say they have become more spiritual over the course of their life, versus 22% who've stayed about the same, and 13% who have become less spiritual. Amongst the groups that are most likely to say they're getting more spiritual over time are evangelical Protestants, black Protestants, and people over the age of 50. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia lawmakers, in a show of support for Israel, have given final passage to a bill that defines anti-Semitism in state law. Sponsors say adopting the definition put forward by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance would help prosecutors and other officials identify hate crimes and illegal discrimination targeting Jewish people. Georgia has a hate crimes law that allows higher criminal penalties for crimes motivated by certain types of bias. This is SRN News. A statue of baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson has gone missing from McAdams Park, Wichita, Kansas.
Local police were still searching for the statue of the baseball great and civil rights icon on Friday. There are rewards for its safe return. It was cut at the ankles, leaving only the feet remaining. City leaders say the community is angered, especially with the loss coming just before the start of February's annual Black History Month. Robinson played for the Kansas City Monarchs of the Negro Leagues before joining the Brooklyn Dodgers, which broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball in 1947. George Williams reporting.
Five American flight attendants and one passenger are on the mend after their flight from Los Angeles made a hard landing on Maui. Flight 271 landed Saturday afternoon. American Airlines says six people taken to a hospital were later released. The flight was carrying 167 passengers, seven crew members. The FAA is investigating. More details, SRNNews.com.